From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another fatal shooting at a U.S. movie theater. A gunman in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana opened fire Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing at least one person and wounding at least eight others before killing himself. The identity of the gunman has yet to be released, and there is no word on a possible motive for the shooting in Lafayette, about 90 kilometers southwest of the state capital, Baton Rouge. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit Thursday to Iraq, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to defeat the advances of Islamic State militants. At the first stop of a day-long visit, Secretary Carter praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops as he watched their maneuvers. Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning Thursday in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker said Secretary of State John Kerry had been fleeced by the Iranians. Secretary Kerry, for his part, urged members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to accept the agreement.
It will ensure that Iran's nuclear program remains under intense scrutiny forever, and we will know what they are doing.
Secretary Kerry testified at the hearing, along with Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by the middle of September. Amnesty International released a report saying Burundian authorities repressed political demonstrations earlier this year as if they were an insurrection, using lethal force to silence anti-government protesters. The Amnesty report says the investigation found that police shot unarmed demonstrators who were running away from them. Dozens of people were killed in the unrest. This is VOA News. U.S. and Turkish media reported Thursday that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed to let U.S. fighter planes use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to launch attacks on Islamic State militants inside Syria. Washington declined to publicly discuss details of new cooperation between the two countries. The U.S. military has long operated at the Incirlik base, but Turkey has precluded its use for attacks against the Islamic State. President Barack Obama is taking a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya, homeland of his father, where he will highlight growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives Friday in Kenya to attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Kenya's foreign secretary says President Obama's visit is a strong endorsement for the country, one he hopes will lead to greater investment. Gabe Joslow has more.
In an interview with VOA's Vincent McCourry in Nairobi Thursday, Cabinet Secretary Amina Mohamed said President Obama's visit with the government shines a positive light on Kenya and the administration of President Uhuru Kenyatta.
I think it's his coming now is just recognition of the kind of leadership that we have.
Kenya's relations with the United States have been strained at times, especially when President Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto were facing charges at the International Criminal Court for their alleged roles in violence that followed the 2007 presidential election. But now, the tensions appear to be in the past. Gabe Joslow, Nairobi.
Human rights groups have urged President Obama to use his upcoming trip to call for fundamental human rights reforms in both Kenya and Ethiopia. China criticized long prison sentences in Myanmar given to more than 150 Chinese nationals convicted of illegal logging. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry, in a statement, is calling for Myanmar to deal with its jailed nationals in a lawful, reasonable, and justified manner, asking for all those convicted of illegal logging to be returned to China as soon as possible. A total of 156 Chinese were arrested in January for illegal activities in forests in Kachin State along Myanmar's border with China. On Wednesday, all but three of the defendants were given what were termed as life sentences. Observers in Myanmar, also known as Burma, say prisoners typically serve 20 years for such sentences. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
U.S. scientists have discovered a planet believed to be remarkably similar to Earth, orbiting a distant sun-like star. NASA, the U.S. space agency, used the Kepler Space Telescope to find it, scanning the Milky Way for Earth-like planets since 2009. The planet is located at an optimal distance, scientists say, in which liquid water could form the so-called habitable zone. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.